Hello everyone, welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me as always is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Happy Monday, as happy as it can be.
That's right. So today we are talking about the La Serena Merlion Maduro Robusto. It's a true Robusto, 5-inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the E. Leon Jimenez Tabacalera factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres Maduro. The binder is Brazilian Sumatra. And the filler is from Brazil, Dominican Republic, and Nicaragua. Blender is undisclosed on this cigar, but the price point is $9.50, and the cigar was released in July of 2016. So with those details out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
I thought the cigar had a very spot-on Maduro shade wrapper. Major veins, well-pressed, seems tight and visible. Cigar felt really firm with virtually no give to it. Hopefully, at that point, I was thinking it didn't have any, issues with like the burn or the draw. So, head finished off with a well-applied thick double cap. Smelling the wrapper, I got pungent cedar, barnyard, and construction paper. Smelling the foot, dry nuts, a nutty sweetness, and cedar. Cold draw, I got cardboard, hay, and a lip-tingling black pepper spice. So, all in all, a good pre-light experience.
Yeah, wrapper was a very dark brown, had a couple of raised veins. The seams were nearly invisible, just kind of due to the dark wrapper color and how smooth they were. Three caps present, final cap being a darker shade and almost kind of like a more matte finish than the wrapper is. Two bands, but they actually look like one very large one, which takes up most of the cigar. The lower half actually slides off if you're careful, which leaves it smaller, but it's even still a pretty tall band there. Kind of shows the company and the line name on it. Aroma from the wrapper was a pungent manure, and the foot gives like a heavy sweetness like prunes. Pre-light draw was a mix of hay and that same prune sweetness that I was getting from the foot aroma. And there's also a pretty decent spicy tingle that I was getting on my lips. So getting the flavor, what'd you get first third to final third?
On the first third, I thought that the flavor started off with a nice mixture of dark chocolate, charred oak, that's paired with a little bit of a harshness going on within the oak. Inchant, a cream nuttiness, as well as a very subtle black pepper sort of joining the profile. Retrohaling, notes of cream nuttiness, toastiness, and black pepper. Finish is long and lingering, faintly charred wood, and just like the subtle effervescence to it. Not like a cinnamon oiliness, but just like a fizziness. I don't know if that makes sense, but sure. That's what I tasted. Strength of body for the most part, medium for the whole entire third. Moving on to second third. The second third returns to more of that chocolate and wood note. Chocolate's still dark, while the wood loses out on that charred note. It's more of a traditional oak. Retro remains still that deep notes of cream nuttiness, toastiness, black pepper, and also picks up a stone fruit character. Finished namely a long and lingering oak note. Body stays medium, while strength increases to a medium full. Moving on to the final third. Last third's first half is the same as the second third.
Man, easy for you to say.
With this freaking video. I say the real difference happens after that, where the profile I thought was primarily oak-based with the lip-tingling black pepper zing to it. Retro is still by far my favorite part because it's still the same. Centered around like a cream nuttiness, toastiness, and black pepper. Finish continues this long and lingering oak note. Strength moved up to somewhere between that medium full and full range. So I was pretty buzzing off of the cigar, while body still at that medium level.
Yeah, initial draws brought a very heavy wood and black pepper mix with that black pepper really coating my mouth on the finish. Half inch in. Things settle down a bit, and the wood and pepper create a better mix, and the pepper doesn't have such an intense finish to it. Retrohale is carrying a nice dark wood note. At an inch in, wood transitions to an earthiness, while the pepper still kind of played a prominent part in the profile. As the third came to a close, the earthiness remained, but the wood re-enters in the profile, and a little bit of cream and pepper has dialed back quite a bit. And the strength in the first third was just below medium full. Getting in the second third, wood gains some char, moves up front, while the earthiness kind of moves to the background. The cream and the pepper completely leave the profile. Retrohale still carries that dark wood note to it. Half an inch in, some earthiness and pepper return to the profile. And then at an inch in, that charred wood, which is now kind of more defined as oak, is very full with the earthiness and the pepper in the background. Retrohale was a kind of a charred oak at that point. As the third year to close, cream rejoined the profile, which kind of pushes that pepper out and mixes well with the charred oak and the earthiness. And the strength had fully reached the medium full mark. Getting in the final third, cream ramps up to become even with that charred oak with the earthiness in the background. Retrohale is kind of a warm oak. And then at half inch in, a bit of a dirty note kind of joins in with the rest of the profile. And then an inch in, the cigar warms up a bit, which brings a toasty note to the charred oak. Cream and dirtiness kind of remain there. And that's the profile that the kind of cigar finished with. And strength in the final third was, you know, right at medium full as well. So getting to performance for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
I rated the burn good. There was a lot of upsides, but one major downside. In terms of the upside, long, slow, cool burning cigar averages of a pretty sturdy inch and a half increments. So the only downside was a somewhat of a major touch up that I had to happen within the last third. That kind of, you know, went from that very good to like good perhaps. Mm-hmm. In terms of the draw, really good. A little bit tight for my liking, but it was still considered relatively effortless with very minor attention paid to.
Yeah, burn was very good. Just a little bit of slight waviness throughout the cigar. Just like you said, it was a really slow burner, man. It just seemed to like not move very much in that first third for me. It just seemed like it sat there for a while we were going through it. But I mean, lots of thick smoke, things like that. That was good. Ash held on 1-inch increments. In regards to the draw, just a little bit more snug than I prefer, but didn't cause any issues. Just kind of more of a preference thing than anything else. So overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
I'm a little relieved after the cigar. I typically with Ariel cigars, I feel like she has more of a stronger hand and strength when she blends her stuff, or when she, you know, finds her stuff. I don't know if she has a hand in blending, but so you know, going into smoking this, especially being such a like, you know, Maduro kind of a shade going on, you know, I had to really be careful about, you know, where the strength level is going to hit me. I mean, it was still pretty strong by the time I was done with it, but I'm glad that the strength was a buildup and it was gradual instead of just like punching me in the face in the beginning. So really dug that dark chocolate note. I feel like most cigars that has a chocolate note is really tasty. I mean, who the hell doesn't like a chocolate note in a cigar, right? So and this was just that kind of a note that I really enjoyed. And, you know, mixed out with that woodiness, that cream nuttiness, you know, subtle spice. It made for a profile that, you know, especially after a very heavy meal, I would, you know, happily light up again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since I smoked a La Serena, and so I may not be basing things correctly, but I didn't have that same kind of preconception of you of them, of it being a you know, a fuller strength portfolio. So I kind of went into this and I felt like it hit me with a ton of strength compared to what I recall previously of it. So maybe I don't remember correctly. It's like I said, it's been a while since I smoked a La Serena. But like I said, it hit me with a ton of strength and, you know, very full wood and pepper. But that kind of, you know, settled into a smoother variation of those same flavors, which is good. There were some small transitions through the smoking experience, but, you know, kind of carry that medium full strength level throughout. I think those are the like Maduros and like full strength cigars. This might be right up their alley because it's got a lot of that, you know, full heavy flavors with a lot of strength to it. So I put in my notes that I was pleased to see a more fuller strength offering. So like I said, it's just you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because we have a Connecticut version coming up of La Serena from La Serena that we're going to do. So maybe that's just kind of what's got in my head. But I think it's definitely worth giving it a try. I would definitely revisit this cigar like more of as an after dinner cigar. I think, you know, after you have a steak and you know, baked potato, big Idaho potato or something like that, this would go perfect. I mean, it's definitely a good cigar. So let's get into the scores. So I gave it a 6 even, and you gave it a 6.53. How do you think that matched up with your experience?
Pretty well. Overall, the flavor profile was consistently good, paired with consistently, for the most part, good construction. That's exactly what a score should look like. So in other words, you know, the qualitative descriptor for my score would be a good cigar.
Mm-hmm. yeah, it matches up with me. I mean, good flavors, very good construction. Definitely a well above average cigar. Like I said, delivers full, you know, full flavors up front, fuller in strength. So those that like that definitely should try this out. If you're strength averse, this is not the cigar for you because it's going to whack you upside the head right off the bat. So I'd say ease into this one. Any other final thoughts from you?
You know, I think about something a cigar like this is, I think about the forums that I'm a part of, and I think about most of those guys that on the forums seem like they kind of go after that dark chocolatey, stronger stuff. So like Black Label Trading comes to mind. San Viaje stuff comes to mind. You know, especially if you like those kind of brands, I think you should take a pretty hard look at La Serena. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by what it delivers. So
yeah, definitely good point of view. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.